Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 7th of March, recording at 9:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first the highlights, or at least the ones that I actually observed. Stock markets pretty steady, generally. Asia, some good action there. Japan's Nikkei stock average, I've got a leveraged position there, and investment positions, as do many, many of you. Up for the 8th straight day. Yes, that's the Nikkei. That's no big deal as far as the second section is concerned, because it goes on huge romps, and we've certainly seen one of those over the last month and a half, as you know. But the Nikkei up 8 straight days and closing at 11,925. That was up 52 points. So heading for a test of this psychologically important 12,000 level and thereabouts. That represents the upper side of this big right-hand extension, V-bottom right-hand extension base formation, as taught at the chart seminar. I've talked about it many times in the past, and I think it's going to break through on the upside. Now, as far as lead stock markets are concerned, they mostly reconfirmed on the upside. I'm talking about lead stock market indices such as the Australian S&P ASX 200. Good action there. There's nothing frightening occurring here on as far as any of the stock market indices are concerned right now. And this is quite an interesting little development. Remember the NASDAQ had lagged, and I said that was a warning, late stage cycle development, because that's a risk index, and if that were to break, well, it needed to hold above last month's lows, and it sort of hovered. It's been hovering really around the February lows, but that outperformed today on Wall Street, up nearly 1%, 0.95%. That's 19.6 points on the NASDAQ Composite Index. But that gain of nearly 1% compares with, well, the Dow was down 3 points, or 0.03%, and the S&P was only up 0.25%. So that really has taken one of the it's an improvement in one of the vulnerable areas. Also, following that upside key day reversal that we saw on the bond futures, the U.S. Treasury bond, the 30-year bond futures on Friday, I said we'd probably get some follow through, and we have. In here today, most of the government bond markets were steady today. Not big gains, but pushing a bit higher. Now, I do regard that as very, very important, because while I expect long-dated government bond yields around the world to rise in coming months, now I know that's a bit of a minority view overall, but that's I can only call them as I see them, and that's what I'm expecting. The yields actually came down on Friday, and they've come down a little bit further in here today. So the bond futures prices are firmer, and that takes some heat off stock markets. Now, there are two factors going on here that I think are important. One is that I've said in the short term that softer performance by government bonds that very often leads in a swap from some of the short-term speculative leveraged money coming out of the bonds and going into the stock market. We've seen that over and over again in market cycles, and I've mentioned it on many times. And I think we've been seeing a little bit of that recently. Now, also, as I've said repeatedly, that a sharp rise in long-dated government bond yields would be extremely bearish for global stock markets. Now, the fact that the bond market and bond futures are rallying a little bit means that those long-dated rates are not spiking higher, which would cause all sorts of competition for equities, and it would cause all sorts of worries regarding house prices and so on. And it would have a big impact overall. Okay, so that's on hold here for the moment. So a worry removed for stock markets is the same thing as a new bullish point being introduced, at least in terms of its short-term effect. So I'm content to hold pat in here with my existing positions, and I might even do a little switching or add to some of them here, hoping that this late run, I've often mentioned that the late stage of a overall rally, and I think this is very much the late stage, is quite often the most profitable phase overall. So let's hope we get some further gains here. Meanwhile, markets, favorite markets of mine, and I know some of you, for some of you, India, new highs in here again today. The funds are going up to new highs as well. Now there's a bit of a little window here, I think, in Thailand, because I think that the chart action on the Thai SET index is really quite favorable. We had that little shakeout last week on an interest rate hike. That proved to be a downside failure. The index is moving up, and it looks to me as if that Aberdeen New Thai Fund is a little bit out of line. You can see the comment on that and the charts I posted here today. So those are among the main highlights that I notice in stock markets here today. Other than that, it's a bit of a quiet day, certainly in Europe and also the US, which I just described. I've mentioned to you that the bonds are slightly higher. We've had a bit of a dollar rally here today. Remember, the dollar got thumped on Friday following the employment figures showing unemployment going up a little bit. So that caused those fears that the Fed, a lot of people have been speculating that the Fed was perhaps going to come in with a 50 basis point interest rate hike or two, rather than this sort of gradualist, very predictable quarter of a point at a time. Well, following the unemployment figures, the markets have relaxed on that point and gone back to expecting another quarter point rate hike. Now, that's again favorable news here generally for stock markets. Mind you, a week from now, we could have the market go back to worrying about a 50-point basis hike. So it was just responding to a statistic du jour. But I was talking about the U.S. dollar and the impact on the U.S. dollar. Which had that downward dynamic, moderate-sized downward dynamic on Friday, and you can see charts of that here today. I mentioned it in Friday's audio and said I'd illustrate it here today. Now, we didn't get downside follow-through today, which I would have liked to have seen as a gold bull in here, but today's rally by the dollar index was really quite modest, and the currencies that I like and hold, Australian dollar and particularly New Zealand dollar. New Zealand dollar is extending that breakout on the upside, and if it continues to extend that, it won't be long before we get the Australian dollar following with an upside breakout of its own, in my view, and a hurdle of that psychological 80-cent level. So I'm happy to hold those positions, although I don't really want to trade any other currencies. And given that these are fairly advanced stage moves, I'm certainly not going to be leveraging them up. Now, despite the dollar's rally against the yen and sterling and the euro here today, gold, which had sold off a little bit early on, not a whole lot, got down to 432.40, but to close here at 430, what's after hours trading, 434 and a half, gold looks steady to me overall. And as long as we don't get the dollar rally that a good many people seem to be forecasting, then well, I say gold's on course here, that it's seen its correction, that it did bottom down at that 410 level, and it's going to head back up and through the highs. Remember those big corrections: 2003, $70 thereabouts. 2004, $60 correction, and the correction that we have seen more recently in the $50 range. So they've been getting smaller. That's just another indication to me that the cycle for gold may be picking up here. A little bit cycle on the upside. Silver steady overall. I've got buy orders below the market, well below, because the May contract here is at 740, and I picked up some on the last dip. And I've got some sell orders that aren't all that far above today's levels. Silver's choppy. It's my favorite of the precious metals because of this choppy action. But it's a little unnerving in to actually deal with because you wind up buying it when the chart's starting to look a little dodgy and it's weak, and selling out some of it when it chart looks really quite strong and promising. But because silver is a jittery, volatile market, that's the only, well, that's not, I wouldn't say the only, but that's the best way to trade it successfully that I know of, at any rate. What else can I mention? The industrial metals look a bit firm in here. They have really, for a number of days, quiet action here today. That tin backwardation has widened a little bit further. Lead looking steady, that backwardation has widened again. Now, as I've said before, this is not hedge fund demand. I mean, I'm not aware of any hedge funds that go long of industrial metals and stockpile the stuff. They trade the futures just like you and me. But that end line demand is very strong. Needless to say, there's mining shares. My last acquisition in that sector was at Rio Tinto. Again, that's hit another new closing high in here today. Continues to do extremely well. It's a sector I like a lot. I like the energy sector a lot, as you know. Now, some of these soft commodities, remember coffee? One of the early favorites I traded, and I know some of you traded that on a number of occasions last year. It was a fairly hairy experience, as I recall, though had some quite satisfactory profits in that market. But it was really a matter of baby stepping it within the latter stages of its base formation development, when the action was really quite choppy, and then a short run following a breakout. Well, I wish the heck I'd stayed with the thing, so I'm not boasting about the trading in that, although it was profitable. I got out way too soon, but it's just been trending up beautifully and had another surge in here today, so I let that one get away. Didn't keep my eye on coffee. But some of these other agricultural commodities look to me to be extremely interesting. They are tricky to trade at this stage. And as you know, I may re well, as you may recall, I lightened my corn position on this last little rally we've seen. And I'll probably be buying that back using the baby steps tactic. In other words, buying on setbacks, lightening on the rallies, because we're not in a trending environment here yet. We're still in a late stage, what I believe is a late stage base development phase for those markets. And soybeans, that's the one that had the really good run on the dodgy weather, dry weather really, in Brazil and Argentina. That had a small downside key day reversal here today, so I'm hoping that pulls back. If I were to see a good correction, I'd certainly be going in and picking up some soybeans. Natural gas spent most of the day on the downside and then closed with a very modest gain in here today. That looks to me like it could looks to me like it's consolidating and could run again on the upside. I'm happy to retain my longs in that commodity. And I think that's about it, folks. So, all the best to all of you.